Hi, guys. Here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil, like a lot of it. Yep, that's good. Then I stare at a red light. It's the kind that helps your cells positively glow. Oh, wow, really bright, okay. Next, I take an ice bath. That's how you melt your fat and fix your, I don't know, other stuff. Ooh, yep, feeling super healthy. Can't fit my toes. Breakfast is raw liver, unless I'm fasting for 36 hours. Because that resets your whole, like, everything. Okay, here we go. Oh, real good.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Cygnos.
Like and subscribe.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
The streaming world in hip-hop has maintained a love-hate relationship for a while now. Because even though rappers see the benefit of using streamers to promote their output, many of them, especially those forged by the streets, have a hard time respecting many of these guys that they essentially see as tech-savvy nerds. But if there's anyone who is trying to remove these divisions through their own hard work and talent, it's Plaqueboy Max. A rapper in his own right, Max has worked his way up all the way to the point that he's got a major label deal with Field Trip Recordings and Capitol Music. Along the way, he's earned the respect of several legends, some of whom have already appeared on his music-driven In the Booth streams, while others have made it clear that they want to pull up in the future.
You know, I do like some music stuff, you know what I'm saying? I do stuff outside just streaming.
Yeah.
When you was
I'll
coming-
I'll be watching you. I'll be watching you. I see what you're doing. That's why I'm here, because I like what you're doing.
I appreciate you, bro. Real sick. Thank you.
Somebody said I should do a stream with Playboy Max. Yes, we should. Send this out to him, because yeah, we should, because he do music. And
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
I love to be on the screen and doing some music with him.
And it's not just older stars who respect his grind. He's been given his flowers by up-and-coming talents who see his vision as well.
Because, like, I started off a much smaller streamer, so, like, I'm doing it for so long, you get adjusted, you know what I'm saying?
I want to give you your flowers, you've been going crazy.
I appreciate that, buddy.
I'm super, like, excited to see where you go. I know you want to stream of the year and all that stuff.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I'm putting that out for you right now.
I appreciate that, bro.
Stream of the year, Plaqueboy Max.
Complex even went as far as naming him one of the most innovative rappers around today. Despite making his name in streaming, it's become clear that Max ultimately values his success in music over everything.
Next time I hold a trophy, it's gonna be a Grammy. Thank you.
But his interactions with artists in the game aren't always smooth, because these days, some of them are even crashing out on him or mocking the popular online star right to his face.
Are you making a face?
I was trying to see what you're sharing.
Okay. Alright, so talk to me like one through ten. Like, keep it a buck.
You gotta go to
the A kid from West Orange, New Jersey, Plaqueboy Max's life was not only a whole lot different from a lot of the rappers he grew up listening to, but the ones he links up with now.
I was in the burbs. Y'all know I was a burb boy. There's nothing wrong with being from the burbs. Might be like, what the fuck? Be proud as hell to struggle game.
But due to his unconventional come up, you really never know how a rapper is going to treat him. And things veer wildly from finding good chemistry to combustible dynamics where it looks like it could get out of hand at any moment. This has given us golden moments, like when he connected his dad with Will Smith.
He up tired. I gotta get this dad call out the way right now. I'm not gonna lie. Got to. Dad!
What's up?
What's up, man? What's going on?
How you doing?
Man, all is in divine order. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I'm playing an oldie. brand new funk.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I'm about to go on tour, man. You gotta come see me.
Or other occasions where he tries to assert himself and winds up getting pressed by Summers.
Did you hear a second of that song?
I got ADHD. I can't. Like, when I'm texting, I can't.
You got to play it again.
What?
Something important.
So why the f*** did you not tell me to stop it?
Nigga, stop talking to me like that. Why don't you, nigga?
Huh?
Crazy, man.
But if anyone set the tone for testing Max's patience, it was Lil TJ and Favio Foreign. During a trip out to Brooklyn, Max had lined up a stream with prominent drill star Favio Foreign. But what he didn't know was that Lil TJ and the rest of Favio's crew were tagging along as well. Initially, this must have seemed like a win for Plaque Boy to have two renowned New York rappers come to hang out on stream and maybe even record a hit. But things took a turn when TJ, Favio, and their huge entourage insisted on blazing up in the property he'd rented.
Who's smoking? Who's smoking? Yo, TJ, TJ.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hey, yo, this a B&B. You can't smoke here. This shit don't go off.
Oh, this shit.
Yeah. I appreciate you, though. But yeah.
Yo, tell
In an attempt to prevent himself from getting banned from Airbnb, Max simply tried to get them to follow the house rules. But the Brooklyn crew wouldn't back down.
Yo, bro. Yo, you can't smoke in here. This shit gonna go off. Like, please. I appreciate you.
Can you show them where, like, in the back? They cannot smoke here.
As the dispute raged on, both parties got increasingly frustrated and eventually led them to abruptly depart.
Yo, I'm gonna keep it a buck, bro. If niggas smoking here, I'm gonna have to set this bitch down. Like,
y'all to the back.
Like, there's a backyard.
Oh, yeah. Well, Bobby. Where you going?
No, I'm gonna go through.
Where uncle?
It's in the back.
Yeah,
can you show him? Are they different?
All right, brody.
After it all went down, the clip went viral, and other streamers were confused as to why they responded like that to Max's polite requests.
I watched the Pac-Boy Max shit. Like, he really didn't even sound aggressive. Like, it's his crib, his Airbnb, it's his stream, and he just respectfully asked, hey, like, don't smoke, I appreciate it.
Even Max himself felt like he was within his rights to do what he did.
And I'm just saying, please stop smoking in my crib. That's all I'm saying. Please respect that. Y'all can literally go outside and smoke y'all weed in my backyard. Go to the back. I say this in a clip. You're still smoking in this shit.
But it's fair to say that those involved didn't agree. And TJ kept up the disrespect afterwards.
Plaque Boy Max, I deadass never heard of you. I pulled the for Favi, bro. Everywhere I go, I be smoking. I pay the fine. How much this shit cost, bro? I'm TJ, gang. I'm in New York. How you think I'm coming, bro? Feel me? To be a crib, it ain't the end of the world. I ain't no sorry ass. It is what it is, but I told you, bro, you be alright, bro. I pay for that shit. Maybe one day we link up another day.
Maybe he thought people would root for him in his attempt to sun a streamer, but most people suggested that TJ, who hasn't exactly been on the top of his game as of late, should have been grateful for the opportunity and that this was a bad look. Money can't unlame you. Bro showed up uninvited. Let me translate. I saw DDG's song on TikTok, wanted to save my career and embarrassed myself. Although the public responded negatively to his side of the argument, TJ kept it coming, and he even dissed Max in a snippet he aired online.
At all.
And as if that didn't seem bad enough for TJ, he then started selling merch about it, only for Max to warn him that he used his likeness without permission and there could be consequences.
Lil TJ, I'm suing the shit out of you. I'm taking all earnings. I'm suing the shit out of you. All earnings going to 5-star incorporation pocket. Just so niggas know. And don't try to call me Drake either, because I'm letting y'all niggas know beforehand.
Whether or not the animosity was real, or TJ was trying to use it for promo, there were apparently moves made behind the scenes to try to get them back on the same stream. However, Max unsurprisingly had no interest in squashing the beef.
I know I normally, you feel me, sort shit out with niggas, but I'm not sorting shit out with this. I mean, why he would say this and then say, let's do it in the booth? What are you talking about? No booths for you. Once again, I did not invite this nigga. You come to my spot, whether I invite you or not, have some respect or leave.
Although TJ seemed to take issue with the situation, his response was arguably light compared to Favio's. The off-the-grid guest star let the world know that he felt Max overreacted, instead using the moment to talk about the Palisade fires in Los Angeles. Anyway, LA is on fire and you're worried about an Airbnb. Clearly, Favio has taken exception to being told what he could and couldn't do. And when asked for an explanation over why it angered him, Favio insisted that someone like Max couldn't come to his hood and call the shots.
I think you should have did an Airbnb not in Brooklyn.
Hi guys, here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil, like a lot of it. Yep, that's good. Then I stare at a red light. It's the kind that helps your cells positively glow. Oh, wow, really bright, okay. Next, I take an ice bath. That's how you melt your fat and fix your, I don't know, other stuff. Ooh, yep, feeling super healthy. Can't fit my toes. Breakfast is raw liver, unless I'm fasting for 36 hours. Because that resets your whole, like, everything. Okay, here we go. Oh, real good.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Cygnos.
Like and subscribe.
New Jersey. I probably would have respected the rules if he was in New Jersey or something.
As the internet continually latched onto the controversy, Favio suggested Max's viewership on the live stream was responsible for escalating it.
I guess the chat must have said something to Max. You know what I'm saying? That's when he was like, yo, you know, I'm gonna have to end the stream. You know what I'm saying? Like, my mind is somewhere else. Like, let's all leave, because this is saying don't smoke. The niggas that like to smoke, and I didn't want nobody to feel disrespected. All parties. So I'm like, we out.
Soon, it would be Favio who pushed things to new, ridiculous heights. When the rapper, whose government name is Maxi Lee Riles III, declared himself the real Plaqueboy Max on a track. On the streamer's part, he was confused by the intent, but wanted to make the most out of it anyways.
Favi, you dissing me or shouting me out?
I'm the real Plaqueboy Max, in a crib pound on my Plax.
Is this your name really Max?
What the f***?
Maxi? Okay, Favi, okay. Okay.
Not long after it was released, he even added his own verse to it.
I got hella plaques. Bitch, I'm Plaqueboy Max. Say they want smoke in here. I'm gonna take their ass to the back.
And while Favio thought that he had undermined Max and pointing out his real strides in the music industry compared to the streamers, the general consensus was that it backfired. Max revived your career, gang, and you just gave him a whole anthem. This ain't a diss. If it seemed like a tactic error at first, it's fair to say that things have only gotten worse. As by June of 2025, Max had more listeners in Spotify than Favio. And since the release of Plaqueboy Max's 5-star Forever project, the gap has only widened, with Max having over 8 million monthly listeners. In his interactions with Favio and TJ, Max mapped out a no-tolerance policy when it came to antics overtaking the actual work that they're there to do on stream. But clearly, no one told Sexy Red and Chicken P, whose attempts to party just wound up creating another awkward vibe and a stream that was cut short. When Sexy pulled up with her team and brought the Milwaukee rapper along, the usual house rule about no smoking didn't sit right with them.
I'm knowing. Nah, right outside though, right outside. It's a B&B.
I can't even smoke. Go through that, to the hallway, to the right.
Not the first door, it's the second.
From the outset, it seemed like they were there to party as opposed to viewing it as a work obligation, and this meant that it didn't take long for things to get hostile.
I got somewhere I gotta be, so like if we rapping, we got rap. You feel me? Now that's cool, y'all could vibe like at your own shit though, like this got work, you get what I'm saying?
I'm finna go smoke. I'm gonna come right in.
Holla!
Eventually, things got so heated that it led Sexy Red to try and defuse the situation.
Nah, if you don't like any beats, you good.
I mean, the ones we put to the side were cool.
But that's not to say that she wasn't a troublemaker in her own right. During the stream, she even started dropping purposefully hard R's, something which is in violation of Twitch's terms of service.
Ooh,
Can you show him the room? Can you show him the room?
That's my young That's my young
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
My bad.
You good, you good.
Oh, it was a prank. It was just a prank.
However, Chicken P remained the most vocal opponent of Max on stream, cranking things up when he began criticizing the beats that the streamer was playing for them.
Hey, man, I'm gonna be real. I'm just the one gonna be real with you, brother.
It's not him.
It ain't you.
Nah, it's my Discord.
They sent the beats to Discord.
Oh, this is your stuff.
Your Discord.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Fucking order them beats. We
that is Obi.
Nah,
send them fire.
It said what?
Send them fire, nigga.
You got
I'ma be the one to say it, nigga, and I don't give a fuck. Yeah, I'ma say what everybody thinks. I'm a black boy Max. Tell them send some fucking fire.
He even tries to get Max to remove the chat because it was aggravating him.
Turn them lights off one time so they can see something.
Huh? What you talking about? So they can see what?
I just said them two right there, just turn them off.
Nah, for what though?
It's cool. We ain't even play the beat. I'ma tell you, the same way they just playing crazy, bro.
Who playing?
All them.
Nah, it's the chat. Like it's the chat.
Fuck the chat.
And as it became clear that he wasn't going to get what he wanted, Max let it be known that he got a call, which meant that he had to wrap it up early.
Come on, bro.
Yo, I got somewhere I gotta be. Actually, I own shit, though. Like, this gotta work. You get what I'm saying?
But whether or not this was a real call, or if he just wanted them out of there is unclear. Either way, viewers didn't like what they saw, and felt that it was time for Plaque Boy to either grow a backbone with these rappers, or stop associating with street artists like that who don't respect what he's trying to do. You could tell that they're taking advantage of him, because he's not a confrontational person. He needs to start checking them for real. By now, it seems like Max is starting to realize that there is a fine line to walk. Because sure, he can't allow himself to be disrespected by these rappers, but at the same time, he wants the content and has to play ball to a certain extent to get it. And if there was ever going to be a test to his mental strength, it was when he teamed up with Lil Baby for a stream at the Superstar Rappers Atlanta home.
Chat, say what's up, say what's up. You can pull up.
Good, man. How you doing?
Despite the whole thing being on Baby's home turf, there was a little bit of a weird vibe from the outset. For starters, he continued the streak of rappers not messing with his instrumentals, while Max tried his best to overcompensate.
Why are you making a face?
I was trying to see what you chatting.
Okay. Alright, so talk to me like one through ten. Like keep it a buck. Keep it a beat.
He then displayed his remarkable patience after Baby asked his engineer to fix the beat right in front of Max's face.
What part's off? Talk to me.
Right,
to the right? Got you.
Turn my focus up a little bit.
All right, I got you.
Why, Jay Rich, why you ain't doing it?
Nah, he is doing it.
Why
you can do
you
it.
You doing it, nigga.
He...
Play, I'm doing it. That's it.
And by that point, some fans thought it would have him reconsidering his entire career path. Plaque Boy Max coming back to FaZe because he wasn't built for the music industry. Yet, for all that Baby was making things a little difficult up to this point, it was about to get a whole lot worse when he started pressing him for the revenue from the stream.
Nah, you gonna bust the screen down. Yeah,
wait,
we split.
Okay, stream. So we split the stream.
Revenue.
The
for the
revenue.
Day. For the day. That's
for you to rap.
Yeah. Not for me to rap. We doing that anyway. I'm already on it.
Oh, type. So, oh, you just saying
like,
put the shit out.
Then I'd be like, okay, I'm finna go in, motherfucker. Walk shit.
And wow.
And whoever
okay.
said I had a ghostwriter, I really do this shit in like 10 minutes too. It ain't gonna take long at all.
Okay. All right, let's do it then.
But go to the fund and see it working.
Now look though, I gotta see how much the stream made after, and then we gonna talk.
Yeah.
We gonna talk.
They said, what is this nigga talking about?
So you don't see your revenue until like a couple days after. I'm not gonna lie. But hold on, is you scamming me?
Scamming?
I mean, shit, they just screaming scam. Like, oh, like, what is these niggas saying that shit?
As Max looked in horror at this violation, Baby claimed there was no extortion attempt at play and tried to defend it as a simple business move, getting increasingly irate when the chat wasn't having it.
No scam. Now, when you come and do something for somebody on the screen,
yeah,
then when they try to work you, you got to show them, like, hey, I'm a real businessman. This is what I do. You
know? Yeah.
He at my house. We chilling.
Facts. This is bro, Craig, and I appreciate you, that ass, by giving me this hospitality. Yeah, okay, so look.
What would be the scam?
So...
So,
this is so look, right? When I be having on, they be pulling up whether I'm at their crib. They
nah,
have
they be thinking Lil' nigga be scamming. So I want to know what the scam is.
Scam? I think they saying you scamming
for saying I'm gonna have for the check.
Yeah, because they want to see you rap, bro.
So what about what a part about it that is the scam?
Because they think you don't want to rap and you're not rapping.
But the unease wasn't limited to 5-star viewers, and before long, Baby was getting dragged by the internet too. Rappers starving for a piece of that streaming money. I'm a businessman. No, Lil Baby, you're a rapper. A real businessman would have had this all figured out before. This should have been done prior to the stream. This isn't business. This is extortion. And when he got angry about situations like what happened with Lil TJ and Favio, Max let it be known that it was all good and actually tried to quell the anger towards Baby. Aside from that uncomfortable incident, they still wound up making a track together, and Max actually made money by beating him on the court.
You wanna run it back? Man, again? So triple or nothing, 15.
No, we ain't passing. Come on, you got me fucked up.
All that hate towards Lil Baby, bro, y'all gotta chill. He did not scam me. Nobody paid this to come on stream. He did this shit out the kindness of his heart.
With all the controversy surrounding his streams with rappers, Max would be forgiven for taking his foot off the gas when it comes to bringing big name stars onto his platform. But just days after the publicity from the Lil Baby appearance died down, another Georgia rapper would come and cause chaos for a whole different reason. When it comes to rappers who are tapped in with the world beyond rap, there are a few who know what's going down, like Lil Yachty. In fact, he was even a fan of Max and had previously saluted him on an interview with Club Shay Shay.
You got Blackboy Max, who is killing it right now, bro. I haven't met him yet, but like I'm a big fan, and we kind of connect in the same way, connect through FaZe Clan, and he's just like really getting young black dude, and he's just doing his thing. He loves music, and he putting on for the underground culture in a different way, in a different light.
Due to his mutual respect, it seemed inevitable that they'd link up. And soon, they set up a stream in front of the whole world.
I was gonna say, we need to do some shit with Concrete, bro.
Bro, let's do it, bro.
Yeah, I'm finna come to LA next week.
I bet I'ma be here.
While the energy was a lot friendlier than other situations, Yachty and the Concrete Boys crew still took issue with his beats.
Y'all making faces.
You got some work to do.
Okay.
You ever seen
it? Oh, hold on. Let me play y'all some music. Let me play you some of my shit. Tell me what you think.
Say, so, listen, that beat won't work, though.
Why not, though? I don't get it.
None. That was just like a really bad sample.
What?
It sounded like 2008.
Because it's from 2008.
Yeah, but like not the good part.
It sounded like a giant.
Like that shit was.
Alright, I get it. My shit ass. Damn.
Along the way, he was even trolled by Rio Amor, a girl in the crew that he was clearly feeling.
Nigga, you gay.
Okay, so now you just double it. Like, you don't see that.
Nigga, you gay.
Okay. So, that's the same button?
Nigga, you gay. Nigga, you gay.
How do I disable this shit? Don Killionaire, thank you for the gifted sub. Thank you for the get this up. Bro, what is y'all talking about, bro?
Before Lil Bo gave him maybe the biggest backhanded compliment anyone could ever receive.
Do you agree with that shit? Niggas be saying streamers the new rappers and shit?
Absolutely not. Streamers lame as hell.
Okay.
But streamers okay. Getting money. Y'all getting money like rappers.
Okay.
And I respect that.
I think
but,
that's the name.
But rap, y'all definitely getting money. Like, but one thing about streamers is you can't fake cool. A lot of don't be cool. But y'all getting to the bad. My getting to the BAG. And y'all, you know, I tell you, y'all more popular. A lot of y'all niggas, y'all pull a crowd way more. Like right now, bro, you could probably, no funny shit, you could probably do an arena, I think. I think like, depending on what city, I think like in LA, you could probably do an arena. On no funny shit. I think you, it's just you pull some, but we got 40,000 people in this bitch, bro.
It's crazy.
But while their personal dynamic was largely on point, Yachty created a controversy on stream when he spit lyrics like, "Put my knee up on her neck. I went George Floyd."
SUS, I'm finna go break the bank for it. Put my knee up on her neck, I went George Floyd.
Instantly, people were not on board with a civil rights figure's name being used as a sexual metaphor, and the backlash was swift from some viewers. Y'all need to give him the same treatment as Weezy for his Emmett Till line. He should have been known that was a bad move. Granted, some people felt like this was all a controversy over nothing, but others felt that he had to make amends for it. As a result, he was called out by ex-NBA player and friend of George Floyd, Steven Jackson.
Lil Yachty, bro. You been whack, my nigga. But you think you saying George Floyd's name and trying to use his name in a bar that's gonna make people like your whack ass music, my nigga? That shit weak. Y'all the only era that feel like demeaning the dead and saying that shit is cool, my nigga. It ain't. And it's me and the whole Third Ward and the whole Houston, Texas riding behind G, man. Don't ever say his name, bro. But let somebody die in your family. We gonna do a whole skit about it and see how funny it is, bro. Cut that shit out, man. It's only you whack Sambo ass niggas that do shit like that.
And to Yachty's credit, it wasn't long before he reached out to Jackson and made amends.
Hey, what up, bro? I took my post down about Lil Yachty, man, because, you know, I'm emotional about George. I apologized to him. You know what I'm saying? We spoke, and he apologized as well. I told him it don't make no sense to make no public apology. Me and him spoke. You know what I'm saying? He understood, and he understands the outrage. Yachty's a smart individual. That's why he's been so successful.
As for Max, he seems to have ignored the whole situation, and in all honesty, that's probably the best before he gets dragged into another drama. Fresh from his debut project racking up 6.7k sales first week, it's obvious that Max is building something, but it's clear that there's still work to do. And with these streams with big name rappers bringing his name into greater prominence, it's no surprise he's going to keep doing them. In fact, he's intent on getting Drake there on live with him.
I want to do an in the booth with Drake. And the idea is Drake goes in a room, a freezer basically, and every 15 minutes the room gets colder and colder.
And in a testament to his influence in the modern game, Drizzy actually seemed to co-sign him in the past. So this may be a possibility.
And I was like watching like Blackboy Max, mm-hmm. and like,
yeah,
I was watching like a live studio session and shit, and I was like, yo, Aiden would just troll me so hard for watching this. I watched for like an hour.
Really?
Yeah. They were dropping Plaqueboy Max and D Savage. They were making some shit.
Whatever happens from here on out, Plaqueboy Max is certain that he's next up.
I'ma win my Grammy, I think 2026. Cause the Grammy's in February, right? So this year we don't have no Grammy nominees. 2026 or 2027 is one of those years. If I'm wrong, I stream every day till I get married.
Having that type of self-belief is certainly a good thing in a shark-infested industry like music, but if he's ever going to get to that mountaintop, he needs to get the respect of his peers in the industry. Because if not, it only takes one of these streams going really badly for his reputation to evaporate in one fell swoop.